Shir. And Lamed Shvat Heitav Shalamed Ches, February 7, 1978, on Tuesday.
Because that will take away too much time. But the Rambam in the book, the Rishvuyis Halacha can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining the Shiras Rambam is that the Rambam is one of those Rishayim who hold that Pesach requires Harote to Pesach right Harote, or the Shiras Rambam could be explained that Pesach by itself could be used as a ground, and Harote by itself could be used as a ground. Alright. Now, Behetanidori, That's the Rosh Hashanah Gemara in Pchelus, because there are two pshatim. There is a machlekes b'shemim how we have to read the text in the Gemara. So the question is, how do we read that Gemara? Ki gemam, omer Rav Nachman, ki namo, pirush, hay echad men chochem. So the Ran reads it as follows. Hay echad men chochem, b'boi Rav Yudeh. So, and according to the Ran, so the pshat in the Gemara is, Rav Yudeh imeir, echad men chochem, b'mokim shein chochem. Shein chochem. So, אמר נחמן כי גאנו פירוש חי אחד מהם חוכם דיבוי רב יהודה so in other words במוקם שאין חוכם this is how the Ram explains the Gemara this is how we read it so במוקם שאין חוכם הוא שני אחד מהם חוכם במוקם שאין חוכם so apparently if we read the text like that so then there are two levels of חוכם so Rav Yehuda says that even b'mokim shein chochem, even if there is a chochem of the higher level, so then himself can be matir. But b'mokim shein chochem, so then we need three. But one of the three still has to be a chochem. Now what kind of a chochem? Of the lower level. Because if b'mokim shein chochem, so in other words, so there are two kinds of levels. A chochem of a higher level, that he can by himself, he can be matir, and the chochem of a lower level, that he can be matir with two others, who are not chachonim altogether. So there are two levels according to that. Kan perush, hay echad mehem chochem, diboy Rav Yehuda, so the chochem, so that needs two others, has to be of what level? Gomer b'sof. Hay yachon no chochom, di boi rabbi, di lima, shi yachon nishwosh no chochom, ki man lehebe, omar Rav Nachman ki anno. Ki lima, di boi Rav Yehuda, shi yachon mehen gomer visovi, ki in anno, di gomi omer visavio. So that means that's the chochom of the lower level. Gomi omer visavio. So the chochom of the lower level cannot be matter by himself, he has to have two others with him. So the chochom of the higher level, is more than Gomel Misomer. More than Gomel Misomer, the Rav Nachman. I mean, what could be more than Gomel Misomer of Rav Nachman? Some, because Rav Nachman was not a son. Cannot mean something. Rav Nachman saw some. Rav Yude Eimeir. Echon and Chochon, Michal, the Hanach Koto, Kuma Rav Nachman, the Mies Gomel Misomer. Claim a Chabin, I have been a Shigomel Misomer. I will pray, I will go to it. Kim the Chemit was out. Umash Mavada, the Chochen, the Shom in the Chidol of Yude, after the Somoch, the Bigomo Misomer, the Chud, Kamachan Sasage, in Kenneth Boy before the Shechad and I got to the Somer, but man Bigomo Misomer, the Chud, the Shom in the Umalu Ixtari, Imashnai, Umay Koma Echad and Chochen, Mokim Shem Chochen. So, all that follows from the Gemara because the Ran reads the text of the Gemara in Prayers that way. Rav Yude Eimeir, Rav Yude Eimeir, Echad Men Chochem, Rav Yude Eimeir, Echad Men Chochem, B'mokim Shem Chochem. So B'mokim Shem Chochem is the Hemshah of Rav Yude's, of Rav Yude's memory. Because there is another Pshat. Because the Gemara says, "You matiri es aneder b'mokim shein chocha." So the Meila we could say like this: Reb Yudei me'rechot mem chocha. Period. You see, we don't have any punctuations in the Gemara. So we could say that there is a period here: Reb Yudei me'rechot mem chocha. Then the Gemara starts explaining the memory. Oh, mama, like, oh, mama. So, it was mentioned in the memory of Rav Chiya bar Amram that Gimu es Matir es Aneder b'mokim shein chocho. So it's like, oh, mama, Gimu Matir es Aneder b'mokim shein chocho. So it's a short method. So, b'mokim shein chocho. In other words, the Gemara is just citing the lashon of the memory of Rav Chiya bar Amram. Not that. That this is the soul, the conclusion of Rav Yudis memory. Rav Yudis memory and Rav Yudis memory, Echodim Chochom, period. Then it's a new sentence. Bimokim Shein Chochom, like Omama. Gimu Matir Nesanedon Mokim Shein Chochom. What does it mean, Bimokim Shein Chochom? What kind of a Chochom? Bimokim Shein Chochom, Kigin Ramachme. That is Gomorrah. That's the other chat. But the Ram, it reads the text that there is no period after Echad and Chochom. But Rabbi Neimer Echad and Chochom, Mokim Shein Chochom. Mokim Shein Chochom. So immediately, if we read the text that way, so then it follows that there are two levels in a Chochom, with the higher level and the lower level. The higher level is Somuch, so he can be matter by himself, and the lower level is someone who is not Somuch. But he's going to be someone like Rav Nachman. So according to Rav Yudeh, even if there is no Samuch, so then we need three, but one of the three has to be a Chochmah of the lower level of Gomel Misomer. Elvan the Orgama, Echon and Chochmah and Gomel Misomer, Mokish and Chochmah and Samuch, the Chich and Samuch Lechud is showing me, the Chich and Rav. Oh, so then it follows that according to Rav Yudeh, so only Samuch. But how do we know that according to Rabbon the same thing? The answer is, we don't find that Rabbon and Rabbi Yudeh should be chelik and daddy. They are all the chelik where the one has to be a chocham or not even one has to be a chocham. The chelik of Rabbi Yudeh is on. The chelik of Rabbon and Amr, if Rabbi Yudeh is for Rabbon, the Baha'i would clip. Vachan Amr Mashma. Vachan Amr Mashma lo be safe to the Kinar and Ross. The Amgin of Niyadi Adishen, Sri Chimuch, Parashis Midori, Meim Tzorach Mumch. Ela afilo bez nedeis. Afilo bez nedeis. Vô parashas nidov im Moshe Amatzi, omar afchit eritem rabi eichanem, biyochit mumche. Umash da biyochit mumche, da aporat nidov im dumi di mumche, di meade ad Hashem. Ma oso ba yesomu, o chename ba yesomu. I said, coming, but it's not mukhach from the Gemara, because it could be that when do we mean Roshi Amatis, Roshi Amatis doesn't mean Smuchi. Roshi Amatis means Chochamu, like the Rambam says. But this is what the Rambam says. Zeudas Rambam says. Now, the Rambam mentioned the name of the Rambam, that Tzomuch is required as a Yochid Mumche. But the Mukiyeh said that when he says in Yorin, he mentions the name of the Rambam just the reverse. All right. So there are two Mekiyesis. One Mekiyesis is like the Ram, mentions in the name of the Ramban, that Tzomach is required.
Right.
That's the Mekiyesis right here. But the Mekiyesis, the Fein Ches, he says to himself, all right. So it's another question. Anyway, there are a number of the Shem. Whether the Ramban Shit is that Tzomach is required or not, there are the Shem who say that Tzomach is required. Right. Then it's Ramban. Amra, Ramban Zal Kosar. Pirik Vod Milchesh Gwiz, the Chocham Mubek, Matir Sanidori. The Lord by Yisom. Mashma, the Mifor Sharamza, the Ode Amrin and also the Mokim Shem Chocham, Lapsi Yom and Yus, the Rabbi Yudin, El Rabon Koy, the Amr Shlim Shem Matir Sanedea, the Mokim Shem Chocham, the Amr Chocham Mechudem Atz, Umadrinon, Kingom Amar, the Mokim Shem Chocham. Chocham Kiman, Kelema, Kiman, Matir Yudin, אמר רב נחמן, כי נענות קוראים לגומר ביסופי. אמר קוראים לגומר ביסופי, יהיו לחוד השונים. סודת זה שיר את הרמבה. זה צומח הזנת לקוואי. בגמור עשה את חושי המתי, זאת חושי המתי, זאת אומרת, נעת נססר על מין, צומח. היא מין, איכו עמוד. ואף על פי שאין סוף. וכבר כוספתי זה בפרק אמר. לא יפחתי פה זה בפרק נער, זה שיהיה בשמי. ושנער, נער להסתרם זה. ושלים שהגיתי, לשורן נתראה, Kapitel und die Sabre sagt, geht die Kanon hier ab und nur die Boye schien ja von mir hoch. Und nie ob ihn noch, die Chibis der Eurobister, die Gimmel der Rabon und die Schneiden der Rabjur. Und mit Sabre, ja, so he says, that the Schleicher Gentes, the Schleicher Gentes, have to also have to have a minimum of knowledge. In other words, they have to know enough so that when you explain to them the deism of Atoras, they don't really understand it. But if they are so ignorant that they couldn't even understand what it means, that they are Pesach, Rote, I mean, Atoras, they don't really make a Mafreya, so then they are incapable of being Matia, of being Matia. Of being maternal. Umistabre, the Hode Amrin on Shlisha Matsiran Saned, the Mokim Shin Hochen, the Mashma, Hobby Mokim Shin Ish Hochen, a Matiri, Mishin Kirish of Hochen, the Igma, who had three of the Lord, Arozileve, Ishterly. Alright, now let's see what the Ram says. He is there again in this chapter. Now, if I have some doubt, it really the more is that I have some base. The Ram starts by catching the light there. So if you want to say, the other Hashem Tzrichu Kimish Bez, Shabbos Tracy is Timur Tzrichu Kimish Bez. The other Hashem Tzrichu Munch, the East Kash is Tidor and Tzrichu Munch. A few Bez they do. So if you want to ask the Kash, the Bobby Kash is Tidor in Roshi Amatis Ksi, so how can you say that the game things are capable of being matter in there? אמר רב חיסדא מתנא רב יוחנן ביוחיד מומחה ביוחיד מומחה So only by יוחיד מומחה הוא inquire ראש אמר Now the Ram and the second line from the end of Donne that I'm talking about will be cautious to Donne ראש אמר סיב על מסגיתי סיקשיר מחורס דורים ביוחיד מומחה לא אוכל כסיב ראש אמר תאיץ להשמינו על היכת אבו מומחה ביוחיד צעד ומיעוט דאילו היה ופינו. דאילו חד הווה. אילו מיעד יד השם, מקרוי קדש, אשר תקרוי סום במאדון, So here it's a perfect, it's apparently superfluous because the Torah could have said, Eile, Why did the Torah have to say the Abi Hashem the Koy Kiddush? So from there we use Roche Umiute the Eliyahu. The Hilchet Habe dictates Mishashra Bishwesha. In other words, that the Abi Hashem is Torah Mumchi. So Eli Miyada Hashem the Koy Kiddush, that requires Mumchi. But of course the Domain does not. Atonas and Donald does not require me. Mute the area of the day and have a day takes misrepresentation. So, in other words, so from the area we learn out that it doesn't require mumch. And then from Roshi Amates we learn out that the Yochid mumch can do. The Avedin is misrepresentation. Mashma Moche. The Yochid Mumche Bishor and Dorim, Dafke Samuch, Ki Mumche Shomad Hashem, Tani Meshava, the Hefrid in Zelazet, the Roshimad and Hashem Tzrich, the Shem Mumche, Unidorim Sagil Yochid. So that's like the Rambam Shite, that the Rambam mentions. However, Rambam Zahal, Kosa Bifel Rov Nechashbe, the Chol Shehu, Rav Mubek, Mata Yechid, Ufize, Omru, the Hod Fachim Hochid, Vobi Parshas Nidorim, Rosh Amat Nisi, We put the Hamay the Oma Pashas the Dorim in Tzricha Mumchim. The Rosh Amat is Lap Smuch in Mashma. The whole Tuch that the Boy Mumchim, Elohim Kovalo. The Hoche Kim Lixi Boy Rosh Amat is, she did Lap Mumchim Somach Kova. El the Maida Mun after you give the Dietes, Poruch, the Rosh Amat is, the Boy Mashma Mumchim after Lochel Ava Dietes. The Oma Rafchim, the Yochim Mumchim. Kelema, I call it the Rambam, that's the Pshat. Kelema, the Gomo Bissot. Udi Kash, Yoche, Gimu edetes minov, min yute deile, neime mumchin hu deloi. Because actually, if we didn't have a special view, we would require gimu mumch, gimu mumch. So only because we have a special view, so, yoche gimu edetes minov, min yute deile, neime mumchin hu eboi, kmar ishev. Aber blote de gmiro usvime vino, uch dixi, osha amat. וחיתן ליוחי מוטה דהיל לא מורי, דון ראש הרב הסתם ממש במובי מוח לעשים לסק, די מוטה דהיל יחסים עד על השם, למוץ סמוק בשל לנוס האחרית לשעב לקומה, אבל כאילו למוץ סמוק בשל לימוד השעב לשם צורך כנשבן, שלו מה יצא לך מוטה דהיל? ומוטה נע משעבים מקיים, משעבים פרי שיש לו פרש סנטורי, יחסים גם עד על השם, שנחל ממשל ומאדיס, כנשבן כמו מוחים, והקאפי מפוי ומדור ומפות מגיל עשירה. וניחל וניחל לי, די יוחס מחוס אין דור נימד נשם לומד. אבל ודאי, כאן כיוון, יסנרים או רחמוד, גובל לו נמימות את אלה, אני דור אין למד. ולמאי, אידו אם בואי מומחים בראש המת הסתפקה. אבל ודאי מי שנסמחוס עם אשם, יומיו דור נמד. והוח, מדרש אלה זה היי למיאביס, אפילו כשהם גיבו, צריך מומחים, ידעו, זה היי לסמוכים. אבל דורי, כל שהם גיבו, אם צריך מומחים ידעו, דהי ראש המטיס, וגמיר הישראלי, אלו בחב מנהי צד, כן ירו. ומה נסרה ילח סבורי, לא הבא יסומו. מנזדק את כלי רב לרב חנן אל יחיד, ורב לאף סומו. I mean, that is strange. Where does the Gemara say that רב was not יסומו? The Gemara only says that שמואל יחינו יהיה was not יסומו. But the Gemara doesn't say that רב was not יסומו. ומי הולו יהיה. Dibiyomishalme mashma shenot v'nishus v'nanosi. So the pshat in the Ran is probably that in other words, so since it's not v'nishus v'nanosi, so it means because what is smicha? Smicha is also called nitilas v'nishus. And there was a special takone that best shouldn't be masnich without the consent of the nosi. So that means that Rav was a son. Because in also, מהו רבים להסכים עם דבורים יחידים? נשנים עם נעדור. רב, there should be a certain correction here. רב, ממנה. Rav Manisei Rebbe. Rav Manisei Rebbe. That's the Russian Dio Shabbat. Rav Manisei Rebbe. We had to be doing Vilidis Ksan. So Rebbe was the money. He gave him the shoes. That means he was massive. He was massive. To be Matali Dori and to seek some. Mamdi Domach, when Rav Yudah Amosi died, was lived there. So Boy got the break, Mumit Chavis. So Rav wanted to get the shoes from the son of Rav Yudah Amosi, from Ram Gamliel, the nation of Rav Yudah Amosi, that he should be able to pass in Mumit Chavis. Omar, in Mizim Lachal, Mashinos Lachal. So he refused. Omar, Rabbi Yisi Babun, so Rabbi Yisi Babun says, no, not as the Yerushalmi said before, that Rabbi Nachkonish gave him only the shoes to be Matam Dorim to seek something. No, it was more general. Rabbi Nachkonish, Kula Yoyle, Lord Yechidi, Vibiris Ksomim, Mulatam Dorim, Vibiris Mumim Shemigol. So that was God. He gave him the shoes to pass the neck. And what Yechidi, everything. But he accepted, he excluded one thing from Rav's authority. And that is to pass in Amumim Biseisa. Because the Amumim Shemigol and the Amumim Shemiseisa. So that he didn't give him the shoes. Mandi Domach, when Rabbi Nachkonish died, so he wanted from Ram Gamliel, Mum Shebiseise. Omole, he means what a mashmas of Ram. Atka, Alma Rav, the Shus is Shokal. So, in other words, so what did it mean, the Shus is Shokal? So, the Shus is Shokal means Smir. Mishimoche, Ikele Meima, Dabu is Dakit Yechit. Umiu, so in other words, so there is no Raya. So there is no raya that somuch is not required from the fact that Rav was nizdak yechidi to be matan dorim, because we could say on the basis of that Yerushalmi that Rav was a somuch. Rav is so we can say that somuch is required, but umi roitime de adarabe hay Yerushalmi de aisei ifre muchach b'somuch b'inot. The Lord normally the Rabbi Mika Krishuse. So in other words, so now you can argue the other way. That Tzomuch is required. You see, he mentioned there are some who say that Tzomuch is not required. Because we see that Rav was not a Yechid. So he says, no, Rav was a son. So the Melech, and he took the shoes. Now, and Hetan Zorim is one of the items in regard to which Rabbi HaKodesh gave him rishus. So maybe you could deduce, on the contrary, that Smicha is required, Somuch is required. Because if Somuch is not required, why did he have to ask Rabbi HaKodesh he should give him rishus to Matan Dorim? Even without Smicha, without rishus from Rabbi Lanosi, so he could be Matan Dorim. So he says, no, the Loikash, you cannot bring a riot, lehef, that Somuch is required. Because we could say that Somuch is not required. So in the Haname, Rav would have been able to be Matan Dorim if he didn't get rishus from the Yudah Anosi. But why did he ask rishus from the Yudah Anosi to be Matan Dorim? The Mishimoche Nakte, Keichad Le Meshore Nidre Viduchte Di Kechshire Bnei. The Lav Meshuser Yoyle Talmud Le Mishre Nidre Vaas Le Rav. Because Le Chathile, so one is not allowed to be Matan Dorim in the booking of Israel. So Rav wanted to be in a position to be Matan Dorim, he became Rabbi. So because of that, he has Rishus. Umiu, Uta Achrine Ike Yerushalmi, the Mashra Minaye Gurbayeson, the Gorasos, Oma Kamei, the Rabbi Yisi, Ravune Sholenita, the Yerushalmi. Ravune was Matan Dorim. Rabzeva Boye Kamei, Rabbi Yisi. Ravune, Rosh Hamate, except all the Parashim Dorim is mentioned, Rosh Hamate is Ravune, and Rosh Hamate is Bidio. Omo Leivei, less Ravune, man inu Rosh Hamate. V'rabune Rosh L'Rosh Yamatis. If Rabune is not a Rosh Yamatis, who is a Rosh Yamatis? Who is a Rosh Yamatis? So, Alma Rabune Afon Kishore Yisomuch Habishore Nitre Miyoch. Now Rabune was not Yisomuch because Rabune was in Bobel, he couldn't have been Yisomuch and he's Smicha Bechutz Lorenz. He's Smicha Bechutz Lorenz. So, V'chitei Merishuse And if you are going to say, now this is very strange, this Ram. So in other words, so the Ram is trying to prove now from another Yerushalmi that the Tzomuch is not required for Yochi to be Matan Dor. Because the Yerushalmi says in so many words that Ravune was able to be Matan Dor Yochi. And Ravune was in Dor, he was not his son. So he says, and if you are going to say, no, it's not right, maybe Tzomuch is required. But the reason as to why Ravune was able to be Matan Dorim is because he took the shoes from the Rishus. Now, so Bishleimus, now this is very strange. So he refused that. Chitayim Rishus and Okat Rishus say, Yochel Maikom Itamad of Zeir Ravune, Rosh Amates Bitnio, V'Rabiyesi Namelom Vatul Ravune Reish Rosh Amates, Take away the Nokia Rishus, Alme Masha, the name of Nakte, Mishim Ravnu Bekaavi, Shor Biyokhe. So he says, so he refutes that raya. But the question is, what kind of a svor is it? The retainer is shoes and no katurishbus. In other words, the Ram tried to point out that Tzomuch is not required. Tzomuch is not required. Because the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, that Ravune could be Matan Dor. Ravune was not a son. And if you are going to say, no, maybe Tzomuch is required. But the reason why Yerushalmi says Ravune could Matan Dor, because Ravune had the issues. From whom did he have the issues? From the Rishmuse. Now the question is, if Tzomuch is required, so how could the Rishmuse give you the issues? Tzomuch, in order to become a Tzomuch, so who has to give the issues? Another Tzomuch. The Rishmuse himself wasn't a Tzomuch. So the shoes from the Rishmuse has great significance in regard to Dayan Sheto. So in order to be Poteah, so then there is a difference. So if he has the shoes, so then he doesn't have to pay. If the Dayan made a mistake in his judgment. And if he didn't have the shoes, he has to pay. So the shoes from whom? So there are two who can give the shoes. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, a Nosi, the Nosi of the Sanhedrin, that's Israel, and the Rishgaluse, in Bob. So the Rishus of the Nosi is only effective.
The Ram of Teisves, there are two Shittas, the Shitta of Ali and the Shitta of the Ramatam, and the Shitta of the Rosh. And also the Shitta of the Rashi, that the Ram mentions. Now, the Rishita is that Rove is chelik al Abai. Rove is chelik al Abai. Abai said, Tony will watch on his ocher v'shasanedea. But Rove only says, so not as the Ram says, because he doesn't want to be mishabesh the Mishnah. Because the Roshna Mishnah is, will watch in Zohar. But it means in case of Loi Zohar, so then the Neder is not Kaya. Of Loi Zohar, Neder is not Kaya. This is what the Ram says. But the Ri says, no, that Robe is really Kanabai. And according to Robe, if he is Loi Zohar, Mishasa Neder, Davke Zohar, Mishasa Neder. In other words, Zohar in that way. In other words, Hisno Bilyoda Bame Hisno, and then Zohar Bishasaneda. So then, if he says Aldas Rishayan Neder, so Nidal is Mamoshe. But if Loi Zohar, so then the Neder is Chayim, according to Rav. So according to Rav, since we pass the light of it, so that means that even if it's Loi Zohar, so the Neder is Chayim. But Ramatam is Chelik, and Ramatam, and the Ram agrees with Ramatam, that Rove is not Chelik and Abayas Din. that in the case of Louis Zocher, which has a neder, so then the neder is not kayim, the tnai is kayim. Alright, that's one machlekes. Then there is a machlekes between the Ran, then there is a machlekes between the Ran and the Rashbo. Between the Ran and the Rashbo. The Gemara says here, in Zocher, akhlit noye vikimul in Yidrei. So the Ran explains the Gemara kipshute, that im Zocher akhlit noye vikimul in Yidrei, because since he remembers the Hasnoye, his stipulation, and still he makes an idea, so that in itself is an indication that he wants to revoke his asnoi. Mimele, the neder is kayim. And as far as the other Gemara, the first piece of Gemara is concerned, what Gemara says, Kim dikom akum el Hashem yosid lidea, yiei boto, yizlu yishomale, vilu yosebadei. So it's his, as far as that is concerned, so he says that there is no kasha. So the Ran does the Toruzi. One is because that Gemara, so it's Vipasachas at the same time. So Mele, we don't say that by making the Neder, he is in effect Eke Bebnat. Because at the same time, Masha'ike, if it's not at the same time, let's say, and Rosh Hashanah, he makes the tnai, and then days later, so he makes the neder. So then we say that the fact that he made the neder, that itself amounts to akiras atnai. That's one terence. And the second terence is that over there, so we say that the tnai is kayon because there is no stirah between the tnai and the neder. Because over there we can say that he made the neder only rizaris. Bashenki, where it's not Rizareis, so if he makes the Tnai, if he makes the Neder, so that Nitzel is Eker Tnai. Alright, this is the Ranchi. But the Rashbo says, no, that if there is a Tnai, even though he is Eker Tnai, at the time of the Neder, so the Tnai is effective. Unless he explicitly spelled out a revocation of the Tnai. And when the Gemara says, Uvilvachi Zocher Vishasaneh, when the Gemara asks the Kashi, Yi Zocher Akralit Noye Mikiyem Linitrei, so the Gemara means, now here the Mishnah gives us an advice, an aid, how a person can do. So that means that they say it's advice to everybody, to Itamut Chochem, and to Namoret. It even applies to Namoret. So, vis-a-vis Namoret, we have to be Cheshesh, if he's Zecher. The Tnai at the time of the Neder, maybe he verbalized before a revocation of the Tnai. Vis-a-vis Namoret. But if we know, if it is determined that he didn't verbalize a revocation of the Tnai, so then, the Tnai is effective, in spite of the fact that he is Zocho B'Shachaleth. That's the Rashi. Now, then, the Roshi is at the other extreme of the Rashi Shite. Because the Rashi Shite is, that in any case where he makes a letter, and he is Zocho, and the Zocher of the Tnai at the time of the Neder. So the Tnai is effective and the Neder is bottled, except that by Amoret Yachichish, maybe there was an explicit revocation of the Tnai. But if it is determined that there was no verbal, explicit revocation of the Tnai, then the Tnai is effective in spite of the fact that the Neder, that at the time he made the Neder, he was Zocher of the Tnai. That's the Shita of the Rashi. The whole Shita is at the other pole. In other words, that even if at the time of the Neder, he says, he explicitly says, Al das v'sheina neise, so still the Neder is kayo, because Nidorim is lying. That's at the other extreme of the shita of the Rashi. Alright. These shittas of Ishaimim we discussed last time. But we did not discuss the shittas of Rambam. Now let's see what the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh. The Rambam is very, very difficult here. Very complicated. What the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh and what the Rambam says in the Chazon. ופירש דיבר רב לזר בן יעקב כך, רב לזר בן יעקב פעים הורי יצא שאיך הוא חביר המסערים בלבד בבי הרי למי נזרותי והורי יצא שהוא נזכן לי לדור אוף כל השונו שהוא נזכן לי לדור אוף כל השונו כולו ימי בריש השון ויימא כל נדר שאני עושה לי דר כל השונו כולו הרי בוד ובלבד שיהיה זוכר בשעס הנדר ובלבד שיהיה זוכר בשעת הנדר. נאו, דיבור הסקה שלי זה זוכר. אקרי. אקרי לתנועה. פה דה רמב״ם says that when is the תנאי effective דווקא אם היא זוכר. דווקא אם היא זוכר. ובלבד שיהיה זוכר בשעת הנדר. ועניין זהו כשנשבע וניסקה. So first was נשבה. And then he was ניסקה. שקידם זה התנאי בליבי מכוונוסי הריבות לנדה. What does it mean? שקידם זה התנאי בליבי מכוונוסי הריבות לנדה. In other words, it's משמע from the lotion. From the lotion of the Pirush HaMishneh, it's a translation from Arabic, so the lotion is a little difficult. But it's משמע כשנשבע ונזכר. That first he took the neder, first he took the shvui, and at the time of the neder, when he made the neder, he wasn't zecher. But immediately after he finished making the neder, he was niska. Kishenishba v'niska, shekidim zeh hatnai b'lipe v'kavnosi haribot laneder. In other words. Avon, let's see, I mean, we have to see what the rest of the Roshan Rambam in order to understand what the Rambam means by this. Avon, niska me'atnai, acha shenigma ha'neder, ki shiu zman, ki dey shila shomim rab, oi sheniska miyad, vi oz hiskim libati la'atnai shehisno, mitchilas ha'shono, vikiyem es ha'neder, הרי ענה לכי. In other words, the Rambam distinguishes between a case where he takes a neder and at the time when he makes the neder, at that time, mamish. So he wasn't taken on the ground. But immediately afterwards, a second or a split second after making the neder, he reminded himself of that night. But it's talking to the Dibu. Of the making of the neder. Tochke dibur of making the neder. And tochke dibur after making the neder, but within tochke dibur, after making the neder. So he reminded himself, and in his heart, he confirmed that night. In his heart, he confirmed that night. So then the neder is bottom. But if he reminded himself more than talking to people, more than getting Shiva Shomim Rab. Let's say the talking to people is evident. I mean, just their opinion. The talking to people is evident. So if he finished making the neder, and within half a minute, he reminded himself of that night, and in his heart he confirmed that night. So then the neder is bottom. The tnai is effective. But if, let's say, he reminded himself more than half a minute after making the neder, even though in his heart he confirmed the tnai, so the neder is kayim. The neder is kayim. But even, then he says, even if he reminded himself within half a minute, within talking to him, but he did not confirm the tnai. in his heart. So then the letter is again kind. So now it follows that when the Rambam says, V'inyan zeh, hu kishe nishba, v'niska. So what does it mean? Not v'niska, shekidim zeh atnai v'nibe v'itam, no say that he reminded himself before he took the letter. No, but he means, so, because then the Rambam should say, she niskar v'hakach nishba. He, the Rambam says, kishe nishba v'niska. So that means, first he took the shvuah, first he took the letter, and then he niska. V'niska. So what does it mean? Toki didibo. He is niska. But she kidei mazeh atnai b'libei mikavenose. Kidei niska. B'libei mikavenose. In other words, that b'libei mikavenose, in his heart he confirmed that night. Within toki didibo, after making the letter. So, oi she niska miyad, V'oz, hiskin, livatil, o, niska miyad tohke didibu, v'oz, hiskin, livatil at night. But in his heart he did not confirm that night. She isno, mitles ha-shono. V'kim es ha-neder, hari ha-neder kayo, uch michein yocheleima, hol neder shani osit lidea, at es ha-shoni, o yeiz es man shinirzi, uch mei kein ze adim bishwes, v'aloche kablazabiyah. So in other words, so the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh mentions a very big Chiddush. So he says, in other words, first of all, the Rambam doesn't even say, Abayis Ukimte, that when is the Tnai effective if he doesn't remember. So it's Mashma from the Rambam that if he doesn't remember, and he never remembers, so then the Neder is Kai. If he doesn't remember. So when is the nether bottle and the tnai is effective only if he did remember it, but not if he remembered it at the time he made the nether. If he remembered it at the time he made the nether and still he made the nether, so the nether itself is an explicit revocation of the tnai, because what is he, crazy? In other words, he made it night, and then he makes an eder. And at the time he made an eder, he remembered that night. So why does he make an eder? He just wants to exercise his mouth, his lips. So if at the time when he made an eder, he remembered that night, and still he made an eder, so then the making of the eder is a revocation, is an explicit revocation of the night, because otherwise, why do you make the eder? If you don't want the eder to be tired, why do you make it? Why does he have to work hard and talk? So Memele, if he remembered that night, at the time he made an eder, mamish at the time, not within Tochke the Dibo, after making the Neder. But Mamish at that time, he was conscious of that night, and still he made the Neder. So the Neder itself is a bit like night. But, so, when is the Tnai effective? And if he didn't remember that Tnai altogether, so then the letter is also kind. The Tnai is not effective. When is the Tnai effective? I mean, this is a very big chumra, this Pirush HaMishneh. When is the Tnai effective? If at the time when he made the letter, he did not remember the Tnai, but immediately afterwards, within talking to the Dibur, he remembered the Tnai. And in his heart, he confirmed it. So then, the letter is bottom. And here we cannot say, inasmuch as he made an eder, that in itself is an explicit verbal revocation of the tnai. Because the reason as to why he made an eder is because at that time he forgot, he was oblivious of the tnai. He's oblivious of the tnai. So, and then, but within talking to Dibo, he reminded himself, and in his heart he confirmed the tnai, so then the eder is bottled. But if he reminds himself more than Tochke Didibo, even though in his heart he confirmed that night, so the letter is still coming. He doesn't even mention Abai is a Gimte, and he doesn't mention what is the difference of the nation we all together in the Pirush HaMishneh, and Abai is a Gimte, it's not only that he doesn't mention, because the point Abai is a Gimte, so if he said he's okay, Klal is not there, then the Tnai is effective, Neder is bottle, and he says that the Neder is bottle. That is bottle only if he reminded himself within Tochen and Dibur and he confirmed it in his heart. But if he didn't remind himself within Tochen and Dibur, then the nether is canon. But Abaye says that even if he didn't remind himself altogether, so the nether is bottle. So how does the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh explain it more? Now, so it seems, I mean, I didn't see anybody should explain the Pirush HaMishneh that way, but it seems that the Rambam, you see, felt that when Abaye says, Toneu Yuvachuri, Socher Bishasanedea, not as the Ram assumed, that Abaye is Mishabesh, he changes the text of the Mishnah, in other words. So the Rambam felt that it's not Mistaba, that Abaye should change the text of the Mishnah. After all, the Mishnah says, Uvilvaji Zocher Bishasaneda. So it's unreasonable to assume that according to Abaye, we have to be curious in the Mishnah, Uvilvaji Loye Zocher Bishasaneda. So the fact that other Mishnah say that Abaye did not mean to be Mishabish Noshan Mishnah. But according to the Ram, Abaye means that we have to be Mishabish Noshan Mishnah. We have to change the text of the Mishnah. Instead of Vilvach Sheyeh Zocher, we have to read Vilvach Sheloyeh Zocher. So the Rambam felt that this is unreasonable. So what Abaye says, Omar Abaye, Tone, Uvilvach Sheloyeh Zocher Bishasaneda. So Abaye is only explaining that that when the Mishnah says Uvilvat Sheyei Zocher B'Shasanedea, it doesn't mean Zocher B'Shasanedam Hamesh. But Tochkin Dibur is always considered like Bivasachas. There's a lot of Tochkin Dibur. I mean, the Gemara says at the end of the Gemara, that before the Gemara says that if somebody was told Meisavich, and he rent his garments, but at that time it wasn't true. This report wasn't true. It was a lie. At that time his father was against us. But he hadn't died as yet. But then he immediately, after he rent his garments, the father died. So the Gemara says it all depends. If the father died immediately after the son went his garments, but within talking the Dibur of the rent, so then he doesn't have to tear the garment again. But if it's more than talking the Dibur, so then he has to tear another tear. Why? I mean, there it's not a question of chazorah. It's not a question of chazorah, you know. Talking the Dibur, don't make a mechaza. But there, we got the kriyas kodim. Al may say, so it's not a question of chazorah, it's not a matter of chazorah. The answer is, talking the Dibur is a shiur in Bivasachas. In other words, that if, let's say, a certain act takes place, let's say, at 10 o'clock, and another act takes place, let's say, a hundredth of a second after 10, so we do not say that the second act was Bezeach HaZeh in relation to the first act. But we say that it's Masachas, if it's not the people. So the melee, and it could be that the reason as to why talking the Dibur, there can be Chazore, is because Chazore can take place only when it's Masachas. So mainly if it's talking the Dibur, it's considered Masachas. So, but the basic halacha of talking Dibur is that it's considered Masachas, not Bezeach HaZeh. Not Bezeach HaZeh. So, Mimele, when Abaye says, Uvilvat Shelo Yehi Zocher B'Shasanedea, he's not trying to do Mishabes the Mishneh. No. The text of the Mishneh should remain intact. Uvilvat Shelo Yehi Zocher B'Shasanedea. But what does the Mishneh mean when it says, Uvilvat Shelo Yehi Zocher B'Shasanedea? He Zocher Tochke the Dibur of the Neder. And that's also Shasaneda. But B'Shasaneda Mamesh, he was Eni Zocher. This is how the Rambam Perusha Mishneh explains Abaye. Omer Abaye Tone, not Tone, change the text. Tone, explain Uvilvat Shelo Yehi Zocher B'Shasanedea. That when the Mishneh says Uvilvat Shelo Yehi Zocher B'Shasanedea, it actually means Eni Zocher B'Shasaneda Mamesh. But Zocher means Al-Pidin is considered Shasanedea. Talking Dibur after the Neder. So that's also considered Al-Pidin B'Shasanedea. That's why the Mishnah uses the lotion Zocher B'Shasanedea. But it doesn't mean that he was Zocher Mamish B'Shasanedea. Mamish B'Shasanedea, he was Eni Zocher. But talking Dibur within the Neder, he became Zocher. So that's also called Shasanedea. So only in that situation, only in that situation. And on the contrary, I mean, you see, there is no machlekes in din. There is no machlekes in din, no substantive machlekes between Abaye and Rabbi. The machlekes is only in the kind of the Mishnah. But Abaye agrees with what Rabbi says, and Rabbi agrees with what Abaye says. The question is, what does the Mishnah have reference? Okay, but there is no machlekes in substance. Indeed, between Abaye and Rabbi. This is how the Rambam in Perusha Mishneh explained it. Now let's see what the Rambam says in the Chazok. Now, the Rambam Peribeis Bilches Midorim Halacha Dal. Mi shehisno, kedem sheyodeh, v'yomar kol neder sheyodeh mikam v'ad esar shonim, hareini chezer be'eh.
או יערן לי עם תלי, וחייצי בדבור מהירו, והכך נודע, כי אם הוא יוזי חירת נאי, בשור שנודע, הרי נדרי קיו, שהרי ביטלת נאי בנדע זה. So then he says, again, it's not, the Rambam doesn't pasken the din according to the Gemara, with the Pshat of the Ram. Because according to the Pshat of the Rambam should say, Im lo yoyozeich Ram neda, bisho shenoda. So, hare nidribot, imo yoyozeich hatnai, bisho shenoda, hare nidrikayo. Now here the Rambam says as follows. Im ho yoseich atnai bisho sheno dahari nidrikayo shari pitil atnai bineder ze vim lizoch atnai yala acha sheno afal pishe kibe atnai bili bili kime hari anede apoto hari anede apoto vi afal pishe lo yitzi ato acha zoro bili kvo hikdim acha zoro linede vi yitzio bili mikeidem. Now, the Rambam's Roshin is not smooth. The Rambam says, so, if you see her at night, Bishor Sheneda, Hare Nidre Kaya, Share Piteir, at night, Bineda Ze. Now, that, if that is all that the Rambam had written, so then there would be no difficulty in that Rambam. So then it would be in line with what the Gemara says. In Zohar, actually, no, he became a Nidre. I mean, in according to the Rambam's pshat, not according to the Rashi's pshat. But the Rambam says, the Rambam continues, V'im lo yizochar atnai, ela acha shenoda, af al pi, shekibe, hatnai, bilibe, veikime, hare yanede aboto. What does it mean? Af al pi, shekibe, hatnai, bilibe, veikime, hare yanede aboto. Even though in his heart he confirmed the Tnai. So the letter is bottom. So why does the Rambam say Aval Pi? So the Rambam should say, V'im lo yizochar atnai, elo acha shenoda, afa kimo, shekibe, V'im lo yizochar atnai, elo acha shenoda, kimon shekibe atnai bilibei, v'kimoi, hariyane damon. This is what the Rambam should say. The answer is, what the Rambam, let's give the Mishnah says. I mean, the Rambam means Aval Pishe Kibel Atnai Bilibei. He means the same thing to what he says in the next sentence. The Aval Pishe Loheitzi Ato HaChazor Bifim Kvo Higdim HaChazor Leneder Kvo Yitzio Bifim Mikedem. So when the Rambam says Vim Loizochar Atnai Alacha Shenida Aval Pishe Kibel Atnai Bilibei, he means Aval Pishe, even though he did not verbalize, he only the Aval Pishe Rak Kibel atnai bilibe vikime, v'aval pi shelo yitziato hachazor b'ti. I mean, it sounds like a repetition, but this is how the Kesef Mishneh explains it. So in other words, v'im lo yizochar atnai ela acha shenoda, aval pi sherak kibel atnai bilibe vikime. So, aval pi sherak, he only confirmed it in his heart, but he didn't verbalize it. So then he's saying, so then he's reiterating it. So for the sake of emphasis, the Rambam is reiterating it. In other words, so he means, V'im lo yizochar atnai, ela acha shenoda, afal pi, shekibel hatnai, bilibe, veikimoi. So that's one pshat, that's the Kesavistim pshat. Then the Radvaz explains that, V'im lo yizochar atnai, אל אחר שנודה אף על פי שקיבל התנאי בליבי וקימוי. Now, when he says תרדווז פירש אף על פי של אחר כדידי בו זוכר את התנאי וקיבלי וקימי ניסאו כדאי תחמיני קיבל של חוזה וקימי משמע של ביטל בשסנדר ואם הוי עושה יחירוי סיועי המבטל ומתאי מסנדר
אבל הוכה, כימי בשביל שהנדר הוא זוכר זה תנאי, הרי הנדר בוטו, אבל בשביל כימי כשזוכר לזה. So the Radvaz explains it, you see, not the way that the Mishnah explains this, Roshan Rambam. In other words, the Radvaz explains it, you see, in other words, not like the Rambam's Shite in the Pirush HaMishneh, which he is going to mention as another Shite, another Roshan, Yish, Vishemir, Achlia. So he said, because according to the Rambam's Shite in the Pirush HaMishneh, which is the next Roshan, Yish, Vishemir, Achlia. So when do we say that the nether is bottle only if he becomes Zohar within Tochter the Dibur of the nether? But if he becomes Zohar more than Tochter the Dibur of the nether, even though he confirms that Nai, so then the nether is Chayom according to Pirush HaMishneh. But here the Rambam rejects his own Shita in the Pirush HaMishneh. And he says, Abim Vizohar at Nai, Elach HaShenotah. No matter how long after the nether, whether it's within half a minute, within talking Dibur, or 2 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, it doesn't make any difference. We will zohar atnai la'acha shenoda, afal pishe kibul atnai believe we kime long after talking Dibur. So he says, afal pi, even though the confirmation of the tnai was more than talking Dibur after the making of the nether. So, Haryaneda Pertu, Be'afal pi shalo yirin tziyato, ha'chazor b'viv, kvor hiktim ha'chazor, l'nedar v'itziyot v'kidem. So, both shatim are all right, but as far as the grammatical construction of the Rosh Rambam is concerned, so the Radvaz pshat is better. Because according to the Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam, so there is a certain repetition. All right, that doesn't make the Rambam difficult, because for the sake of emphasis, sometimes a person reiterates a certain expression. But there is no nakminali din. I mean, so there are two pshotim in explaining the first avopi. Either he means avopi sherak, bilibei kiimatnai, hagin in the bottle, and then for the sake of emphasis, the Rambam reiterates the avopi shaloyitzi atachazor bivikloyim chazore, linedar voitzio bivikin kiden, or according to the Radvaz pshat, Aval pi shekibi latnai bilibei bikimei more than tochter the dibur. Still are in the bottle. As long as it's zocher atnai, coupled with the confirmation of the tnai in his heart. The aval pi shelo yitziata chazor b'pi. The confirmation of the tnai does not have to be verbalized, even though it's believe. Now how do we know that he confirmed it? Believe me, all right, here's the monies. It doesn't be so. So here's the monies on that. And we don't say Dvon Shibalev on that. And in regard to the confirmation. We have a piece of eight theater, Hachazor of Bifi, Kvo Hindi Machazor of Inedea, Veo Itzi of Bifi Mikeyev. So in other words, and then he says, Vyei Shemir El Hachmir, that is his own cheek in the Pirush HaMishneh. Vyei Shemir El Hachmir, Vyei Meir, Vyehu Shemizkir Hatnai, Acha shenoda b'sechbedidim. So in other words, now there is a machlekes between the Kesef Mishneh and the Lechem Mishneh as to the pshat in the Rambam. I mean, the pshat in the Rambam and both. I mean, what the Kesef Mishneh says is difficult, and what the Lechem Mishneh says is difficult, as the Karneiro points out. But the pashtes haloshim of the Rambam is the way the Karaneiro says. I mean, that the Vyesh Mishemeir El Hachmir, that is the Shite of the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh. And the Rambam probably heard it from somebody else, I mean. That's why he says, it's not Mistaber, that the Rambam would refer to himself when he says Vyesh Mishemeir El Hachmir. So it's some other Mishemi who have the Shite. But at the time when the Rambam wrote the Pirush HaMishneh, he agreed with that Pshat of the Mishemi. And but when he wrote the Chodesh Hazokah, so he just mentioned the other Shite, but that wasn't his Shite. So the way the Rambam, so in other words, the Rambam has here two Shites. The first Shite of the Rambam is that if he doesn't remember the Tnai, and he never remembers the Tnai, suppose he made it Tnai. He made it Tnai that Kol Nidorim Shodel Yichashono Yitilim Uvutot, and then he made an Eder, and he didn't remember. He forgot the Tnai, and he never reminded himself of the Tnai. Never reminded himself. So he didn't remind himself. He remained oblivious of the Tanai. So then the letter is high. The letter is high. In other words, contrary to the sheet of Moshe Rashi. Because according to Moshe Rashi, Abai is saying, if he is not Zoche, Bishasa Neder, so then the Neder is bottled. The Neder is bottled. So according to the Rambam, if he is not Zoche, if he is not Zoher, at the time of the Neder, of the Tnai, he's not Zoher of the Tnai, at the time he made the Neder, he never reminded himself, so then the Neder is Chayav. If he Zecher the Tnai, Bishor Shenoda, so again it's Chayav. If he Zecher the Tnai, Bishor Shenoda, so again it's Chayav. When is the Neder bottle? If at the time when he made the Neder, he didn't remember on the Tnai. But afterwards, whether immediately afterwards, within talking people, or half an hour later, a day later, even maybe a day later or 2 days later, doesn't make any difference. He reminded himself. And when he reminded himself, even though it was a day or two, or a number of days later, with the moment he reminded himself, he confirmed that Tnai in his heart. So then the Neder is bottle. The Neder is bottle. So, but even though he reminded himself more than Dochen Dibor after making the Neder, as long as the reminder, as long as he reminded himself of that Tnai, and that refreshing of his memory of the Tnai was coupled with the confirmation of the Tnai in his heart, even though the confirmation was not verbalized, so then the Neder is bottled. It doesn't make any difference, according to the first question in the Rambam. It doesn't make any difference when he reminded himself, as long as he reminded himself. But if he never reminded himself, then the Neder is bottled. But as long as he reminded himself, and if at the time when he reminded himself, he decided in his heart to confirm that Tnai, then the Neder is bottled in my faith. This is Shizram. Doesn't matter when, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, a day, 10 days, 10 months, as long the Afal Pishal Eitzi Ata Achazor Bifi, Kvo Higdi Achazor Lenedea, the Oitzio Bifich Mikedev, and at the time when he reminded himself for the first time, after making the Neder, he confirmed it, even though he confirmed it in his heart only, not verbally. So the Neder is born. The Neder is born. Now, so that's not like the Shita Sarambam Persha Mishnah. And then he says, V'yeshe meir el hachmir, v'ein meir, v'hu she iski ratnai, acha she noda, b'seich kide dibo. Now, the Lechem Mishnah says, that the Rambam means, v'yeish emeir l'hachmir v'himir, v'hu shidizkir atnai, acha shenoda b'seich k'lidibu, that if he reminds himself of the Tnai, talking the Dibu of the Neder, even though he did not confirm it in his heart, the Tnai, so the Neder is still bottled. But that's not the right shot in the Rambam. As the Kaleo points out, so then the Rambam shouldn't say v'yeish emeir l'hachmir, so then there would be kulin in that second lashon. And the Rambam says it's only chumrah in the second lashon. So the pshat, and then the yeshemir lachmir would not be in harmony with the shittas Rambam pershamish. So the right pshat in the Rambam is the yeshemir lachmir veimir behu sheizkir atnai achas shelod abisirke lidibo, and this refreshing of the Tnai, of the memory of the Tnai, is coupled with the confirmation. But according to the first question in the Rambam, so no matter how long after the Neder he reminds himself of the Tnai, as long as this reminder of the Tnai is coupled with the confirmation in his heart, the confirmation in his heart of the Tnai, even though it wasn't verbalized, so the Neder is bought, according to the first question. And according to the second question, which is the Shita of the Rambam Pirsha Mishneh, so Yeshemir Lachmir holds that only if the reminder of the Tnai takes place within Tochen Dibur, and it is coupled simultaneously with a confirmation in his heart, then the Neder is coupled. But if it is not coupled simultaneously with a confirmation in his heart, then the Neder is coupled. So then it's in harmony with the Shittas Rambam in Perush HaMishnah. Because the Lechem Mishnah says that when the Rambam says, V'yeshe meir l'hachmir, v'eimir, v'hu shi'iskat na'yach ha'shinolah b'serke l'dibo, so there is a kule also, not only a kule, but there is a kule also, that if the reminder takes place, toch in the dibo, even though it wasn't coupled with the confirmation in his heart, even though it wasn't coupled with the confirmation in his heart, of the Tnai, so the Neder is still one. That's not so. Because then, this Yeshemir al-Hachmir would not be in line with the Shlis Aram Pir Shamish. Alright, this is the Ram. Then, the Ravid says, Yeshemir al-Hachmir, Omar Avrom, Yofi Hirezeh, V'mon Bishchir HaSatnai, K'moy Shehu Seyder, Elo B'kabalo Seyder Kiyumen, Shim Shok Edibo Achar Shezocha Reiseh, ולויקימי כבר ביטל נדרי ישנוי, לפי שצורך לימר בליבי על התנאי, הוא, על התנאי המסייך. בו יצורך לימר, והוא שקיבל התנאי, תלך כדי דיבור, אחר שזוכר את זה. So the Ravid agrees with the Meir Lachmir. What he says, this Meir Lachmir, apparently there is a certain Rishon, who mentioned that chat, who mentioned the pshat, other than the Rambam in Perush HaMishnah. And the Ravid says that that Rishon, who was Meir l'Hachmir and mentioned this prerequisite of Schiras Atnai Toch in the Dibur of the Neder, so he didn't mean, so Schiras Atnai of Toch in the Dibur, of Toch in the Dibur of the Neder, so he didn't mean Toch in the Dibur, he didn't mean Toch in the Dibur, talking the Dibur of the Neder, but talking the Dibur of the Schiras Atnai. In other words, the Ravid is saying as follows. In line with what the Rambam, with the Rambam's first sheet. So, what did the Rambam say in the first version? That Eve, he at the time of the Neder, he was oblivious of it. Then later, he reminded himself of the Tnai. It doesn't matter when later, even a day later, or 10 days later. He reminded himself for the first time of the Tnai, and he confirmed in his heart, talk to the people of the reminder. So then the Neder is possible. But suppose, let's say, he made the Tnai, let's say today on Sunday. And then he reminded himself tomorrow, let's say Monday, and within half a minute, on Monday, after the reminder, the reminding himself, so he confirmed it in his heart, that night, within talking anymore. So then the Neder is bottled. But suppose, let's say, he made the Neder today, this morning, and tomorrow, he'll remind himself of the Tnai at 9 o'clock. And then, at 5 minutes after 9, he'll confirm the Tnai in his heart, so then the Neder is coming. This is what he says. In other words, your prayer is a, V'loi b'shiras ha'Tnai k'mishehu se'meir. Not as the Rambam assumed, that the Meir al-Hachmir meant that the Shiras ha'Tnai should be talking the Dibur of the Neder. No, the Meir al-Hachmir meant the Shiras ha'Tnai can be any time. Even Lacha talking the Dibur of the Neder. But the confirmation in the heart of the Tnai should take place within talking the Dibur of the Shir. But the Ravid says that this is not the way the Rambam understood the Meir al-Hachmir. So the Kesef Mishneh comes and says, no, that the Rambam also meant that pshat, when he said v'yeshemir l'hachmir v'eimer v'ushizkrat nai achar shenoda b'soch k'ne dibo, he didn't mean, the Rambam didn't mean achar shenoda toch k'ne dibo of the Neder, but he meant toch k'ne dibo of the Schirah.
the confirmation. But it's, first of all, it's not, it doesn't come within the Mashmoyis Haloshen of the Rambam, and Mashmoyis Haloshen of the Rambam, and then, if this is what the Rambam meant, so Yeshemir Lahachmir wouldn't at all harmonize with the Rambam's pshat in the Persian Mishnah. So, this is what the Lechem Mishnah says. He is masik on the case of Mishnah's memory, that the Rambam meant the same thing in the Meir Lahachmir as the Rambam. I mean, so that is a big deichak. I mean, what the Kesef Mishnah says, that the Rambam meant the same pshat in the Meir Lahachmir as the Rambam. So, alright. Now let's see Halochei. Halochei, the Rambam mentions Robes Okinti. Mi shehiktim es atnai. Moishono ilayesek. Vahakach. Noda veniska. בישור שנו דרש יש לי תנאי, בישור חכבי זה דובר יסלו, וכי צד הויו התנאי, אם אומר על דס ושאין אני יצא, אין נדרי נדע, שערי ביקלי, ואם לא יאמר על דס ושאינו, ואם לא יאמר על דס ושאין אני יצא, כבר ביטל התנאי וקיים הנדע, שערי זוכה בשס הנדע, שיש שום תנאי, ואף על פיקין אותה. So that's what we're saying. Now, how did the Rambam appear to Mishnah? So, the way the Keren Eichon explains the Rambam, and that is the most reasonable pshat of the Rambam. So the second lashon in the Rambam is mamesh the shite of the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah. But the first lashon is not in accordance with the Rambam shite in Pirsha Mishnah. And in the first lashon, the Rambam says that when is the nether bottle? The nether is bottled in two situations. Either in the situation or visualized by Robes Okinte, alright, so that is mentioned in Halacha Hey, or another situation, the nether is bottled. If at the time he made the nether, he was oblivious of the night, then after that he reminded himself, not only talking to people, even more than talking to people, even a day later, 10 days later, a month later, he reminded himself. And at the time he reminded himself for the first time of that night, he coupled it with the confirmation in his heart. So then the nether is bottled. But if he was zecher at night, so then the nether is not bottled. Even if in his heart he confirmed that night. Because then, if at the time when he zeicher that night, so if at the time of the nether mamish, when he made the nether, so he was zeicher that night, so then the etzem making of the nether is a verbal, explicit revocation of the night. So he says, this is what the Rambam says. The Avol Pishol Ayin Tziata Chazor B'Fiv. Kvo Hikdi Ma Chazor V'Neder V'Oitzeo B'Fiv B'Fiv. Now, so how did the Rambam, this Rambam, explain the Gemara? So we have to say the same thing. That according to the first portion of the Rambam, he explained Abayas Rikimte in a way that is similar to the explanation of by the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah, which is the second portion of the Chazor. Now, how did we say the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah explains Abaye Sukimte? Omer Abaye Tone Uvilvat Shelo Yehi Zocha B'Shas Haneda. So the Rambam held that it doesn't mean that Abaye was Mishabesh the Rosh HaMishneh. He made the correction in the text. No. He only explained that when the Mishnah says Uvilvat Shehi Zocha B'Shas Haneda, so it means not that he managed when he made the neder, but he became zocher after making the neder. So then we have to say, but that, so the lotion of Abaye Sekimte will not be as smooth as it is according to the Rambam's pshat in the Pirsha Mishnah. So Abaye, Omar Abaye Tone, who will watch a loyal zocher b'shat neder, is not Mishabish Roshna Mishnah. The Roshna Mishnah is,
But when the Mishnah says Ulubachi is Zocha Bishasaneda, it doesn't mean Mamesh Bishasaneda. Bishasaneda Mamesh, so he was Eini Zocha. But, when the Mishnah says Ulubachi is Zocha, he meant, the Mishnah means he became Zocha later, after making the Neda. Why does the Mishnah say Ulubachi is Zocha Bishasaneda? Alright, so that is not so smooth in the Roshna Mishnah. But this is how the Rambam explained Abaye Sukkimte. In other words, Tone, the Pshat in the Mishnah, Ulubachi is Zocha Bishasaneda, is not that at the time when he made the neder, he was cognizant of the tnai. The pshat is at the time when he made the neder, he was not cognizant. But later on, he became cognizant. That's why the Mishnah uses the lashon uvilvachi mizocher. So since later on he became zocher, so the Mishnah uses the lashon uvilvachi mizocher b'shas haneder. But b'shas haneder mamish, he was an eini zocher. But later on, he became Zohar. That's why the Mishnah uses the expression Uvilvachi Yezohar. Uvilvachi Yezohar. So, in that situation, the Neder is what? The Neder is what? Now, what is... So far we explained the Shittas HaRambam. I mean, how we explain the Gemara. But what's the longest of the Rambam? What's the longest of the Rambam? Bein the Rambam Shittin Pirusha Mishneh, which is the second Loshin of Chazoko, and Bein the Rambam's primary Loshin, I mean the first Loshin, in the Yoreh Chazoko. So it seems that there is a fundamental machlekes in the longness between the Ran and the Rambam. According to the Ran, so there is no halacha. Now, the Mishnah says that if someone makes a declaration on Rosh Hashanah, that all the Nidorim will be bottled, so then the Nidorim are in certain situations. But whatever the situation is, wherever this aloha applies, that the tnai, the stipulation, the declaration is effective. So why is it effective? So according to the Ran, it's not that the declaration prior to a neder, even let's say a whole year prior to a neder, or 10 years prior to a neder, so in itself, per se, is mivatel the neder. There is no such halacha that the declaration that the person makes prior to the making of the neder, that in itself revokes the subsequent neder. There is no such halacha according to the Ran. But the declaration is only of significance in that it establishes a gildas of the person at the time of the neder. Not that the declaration itself is mevatel the subsequent neder. But the declaration is of significance because if a person on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur, He said, Kol Nidorim Shani Yoder B'Sheikh HaShonah, Yuptelim U'Bitolim, and then he makes a neder in the course of the year, so it's an ansadeh, at the time when he makes the neder, so it's an ansadeh, there is an umdere, that aldas, Horishenu is, so it's not that the original declaration is mivatil the neder. The original declaration is not mevatel anything, but the declaration only serves as a source of a presumption that at the time when he made the neder, under certain circumstances, so it's an ansadeh that he didn't want the neder to be held, but not that the declaration in itself is mevatel. This is the sheet of the Ram. So Mele, the Ram says as follows. If at the time where he was even the time, if he zochet, even the time when he zochet, some mele, even the time when he zochet, at the making of the neder, so you cannot say it's an ansade that he didn't want the neder to be kind. After all, he remembered the time, and still he makes a neder. How can we say it's an ansade, there is a presumption, he didn't want the neder to be kind? If he didn't want the neder to be kind, why did he make the neder? So maybe there is no ansade. And if there is no ansade at the time of the making of the neder, that he doesn't want the neder to be chal, so maybe the neder is chal. Why should we say the neder should be bought? Because he made a declaration whereby he was the father of subsequent nidorim. He is not in Baroche to be mivatel subsequent nidorim. Even the time when he made the neder, he wanted the neder. He wanted the neder. So the neder is kayum. So what if his intention a year before was that the neder should not be kayum? But at the time when he made the neder, he wanted the neder to be kayum. So the das of the person is important. The das that he had at the time of making the neder, not the das that he had 10 months before. So mimele, if he zocher, so the pshat in the Gemara, according to the Ram, he zocher akher liknoye v'keim l'lemidrei, because of what value is a declaration whereby is mevatel the neder? As long as the declaration cannot serve as the foundation for a presumption at the time of the making of the neder, that he doesn't want the neder to be kayom, so maybe the neder is kayom. Unless there is a presumption, a nudene, an ansade, at the time of making the neder, that he doesn't want the neder to be kayom. So then the neder is bottled, because there is a nudene in the muchach, that he doesn't want the neder to be kayom. But if there is no such nudene in the muchach at the time of making the neder, then the neder cannot be revoked as a result of a previous declaration. Because the intention of the person prior to the time of the making of the neder is of no importance. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, according to the Ram, of Yizohar, actually no yivikai v'nivay. But, Omar Abaye, Tone, uvilvat shelo yehei zocher b'shas ha-neder. In other words, when is it effective, the declaration, if he doesn't remember? So then if he doesn't remember, so that means that it's nidrish goges. So then it's nidrish goges, because he declared that he doesn't want any nidor. Kol nidorim shehodeya, b'tei chashono yuvtelim ubetom. So that means that his dasi is not to have any nidor. Now he took it there, and he doesn't remember it. So then it means that the only reason as to why he took the neder is because he was laboring under a mistake. In other words, he thought that he did not make such a declaration. Had he known that he made such a declaration, he wouldn't have made the neder. But he forgot that he made such a declaration. So maybe it's the Rishkoges. So it's the Rishkoges. So there is a toyus in the Iker HaNeder. So that's why if he's a Uvilvachelo Yizochem Mishas HaNeder, so it's not that he becomes bottle as a result of the declaration. If he made the declaration, so then we know that there was a toyus in the Iker HaNeder. So it's like the Mishnah. It's like the Mishnah of Kene Mishin Enesli Shigonko Eskisi Vishiksezni, Vineda Shaloiko, say Vineda Shaloiko, Roy is an echo Kene Zoma Ariel Lichamkom, Vinitovi Yochim or Yimonachirim. So we see what we may be talking, because there is a toys in the Kanedia. He also there was a toys. He took the Nedia. Why did he take the Nedia? Because he forgot that he made a declaration. Had he remembered that he made a declaration, not to have any Nidorim, he wouldn't have made it neder. So maybe there is a toyus in the Iker HaNeder, so it's kutrish goges. That's why the neder is not kayam. Masheike, if he zocher, so then there is no kutrish goges. So if there is no kutrish goges, so the neder is kayam. So what? He made a declaration whereby he was mevatel. It has no significance.
the declaration has no significance whatsoever. This is the lumpus of the Rambam. Mashenikin, according to the Rambam, so there is a special aloha that a prior declaration is capable of revoking the future law. So there is a special aloha that if he indicates that he is mivatel all the subsequent nidorim, so that declaration in itself is capable of annulling all future nidorim, as long as the declaration is not annulled. But suppose, so just as a person is a barochet to make a declaration whereby he annuls all future nidorim, he is also a barochet to explicitly revoke the declaration. So that's why we see that this is the Shiva Rambam. The Rambam says, if the Rambam had agreed with the oneness of the Ram, then the Rambam wouldn't have to talk so much. And the Rambam wouldn't have to say, why does he have to resort to the fact that this nether constitutes an explicit verbal revocation of the tnai? Why do you have to resort to it? So without recourse to this explicit verbal revocation of the tnai, so the nether should be kayom, because after all, he's not a baroche. The declaration is incapable in itself of revoking, of being mevatel nidorim. It's the declaration is only effective, has only significance in that it establishes a presumption, an ansade, that at the time he made the neder, it didn't mean that the neder should be effective. But if it's zocher neder, we cannot say that there is an ansade. Why does the Rambam have to resort? In other words, only because there was an explicit verbal revocation of the declaration. But if there hadn't been an explicit verbal revocation of the declaration, then the neder would be bottom. Why should the neder be bottom? As long as there is no anansade that he doesn't want the neder to be kayom, so maybe it should be kayom. So the answer is the Rambam is chelik of the Rambam, and the Rambam shitting is that there is a special aloche. There is a special aloche that if a person makes an explicit declaration whereby he is mevatel all the